Dear friends of the Bellworth Park Catholic community, this is Father Scott with another reflection. Now, imagine there is a bank which credits your account each morning with $86,400. It carries over no balance from the day before or day to day, allows you to keep no cash balance, and every evening cancels whatever part of the amount you had failed to use during the day. What would you do? I'd draw out every cent, of course. Well, everyone has such a bank. Its name is time. Every morning it credits you with 86,400 seconds. Every night it writes off as loss whatever of this time you have failed to invest to good purpose. It carries over no balance. It allows no overdraft. Each day it opens a new account for you. Each night it burns the records of the day. If you fail to use the day's deposits, the loss is yours. There's no going back. There's no drawing against tomorrow. You must live in the present of today's deposits. Invest it so as to get from it the utmost in health, happiness, and success. The clock is running. Make the most of today. How time, huh? Well, I hear it all the time. I don't have any time. I ran out of time. I don't know how I'm going to do this. Where does time fly? Oh, my goodness, huh? You know, you probably heard this saying, today is God's present to us. What we do with today is our present to God. And so it's important for us to stay focused. I call it intentional living. You know, often because we're rushing or because we're distracted, we drop stuff on the floor. We forget something back at the house. And you got to do intentional living, living in the moment. Living in the moment is so very, very important. And you can get things done if you stay focused. Now, let me talk about prayer here, okay? There's another way of spelling love. You can spell it T-I-M-E. And we're asked to love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. When people tell me they have no time for prayer, I don't believe that. It's that they only see prayer in a certain context. Listen, we can pray in the shower. You can pray driving, just don't close your eyes. You can pray, you know, shopping, especially in the checkout counter that's 12 and under and the lady in front of you has 18 items. So what are your choices? Think badly of her or pray for her? I mean, prayer should be second nature to us. It should be as easy as breathing. Wouldn't that be a wonderful way to spend our time? To take many retreats. You had a red light, and you happen to know this red light is a long red light. And you got there just when it turned red. You could be frustrated, or you could pray. A mini retreat for 30 seconds, the minute, or longer, depending on the intersection. So prayer is a wonderful gift we give back to God. You know, I like this reading because it tells us that once yesterday is over, it's gone. We can't go back and relive anything. And we can't live in the future because tomorrow hasn't come yet. All we have is today. Today to do with what? With our time. To love, to forgive, to hope, to laugh, to pray. What gift do you want to give with God today? This is the only day we have. We don't know if we're waking up tomorrow. I don't say that to scare you. I'm just talking about the reality. And that's why our gift to God is the gift of our time. And the second part, beside love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, is to love your neighbor as yourself. You never know whether you love God or not because you can't see, hear, or touch God. But you know whether you love your neighbor or not, and to the extent you grow in love of your neighbor, you grow in love of God. So have a good day. Spend it well. Know that God is with you, He loves you, and He will bless you.